Freestyle Friday.
Ooh, good morning. Ooh, I was saying, what's up, Mr. Nah, I ain't getting on that because those political ties he has. And versus what I'm going to speak about today, definitely not going to talk about Conchita Wister or whatever. All right, so y'all know what it is. Today is vote day. I'm going to probably post this around the time the polls close at 7 o'clock. Just to give my predictions. As everyone knows, I'm a big Kamala Harris supporter. I support Kamala Harris. I've been supporting Kamala Harris since 2020. I actually voted for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was my first choice, but when there was no more Bernie Sanders, it was Kamala. I've been supporting her for president. I've been hoping that she was going to come out the woodworks this year and run. And it's happening. So everything that happened this year in 2024 is what I was pulling for. It happened. She's running for president. And now today is the day. And as a big supporter of Kamala Harris, I don't think she's going to make it. I don't think she's going to get elected. It has no sight on what I think. So I want to let you know what I think about the whole thing. Kamala is the most intellectual candidate that we have right now. She speaks in sentences. She has plans. She is coherent to her plans. She stays on topic. She doesn't dance for 30 minutes or move around. She's political, but she's also a person, and you could tell that. She's not racist, which is very hard for black people to be racist. They're racist in rap. Like, I could tell you some racist rappers that are racist because of the actions that they speak, they put towards other rappers just because of the color of their skin. So I believe that black people could be racist. But she isn't a bigot. She doesn't have the Ku Klux Klan following her. She doesn't have white people attacking people of color. She doesn't go out and say that she's going to be a dictator on day one. This is America. We don't like dictators. But for some reason, I feel like more people are going to vote for the dictator. More people are going to vote for the criminal. More people are going to vote for the other guy. And it's mostly because I do not think it's because on merits alone, because there's no intellect. Kamala has it. Being a smart person, Kamala has it. I mean, she didn't have people taking her tests for her in college. What else? Everything all around. Kamala has it. She's younger. She doesn't fall when she try to open the garbage truck lever on door. Everything would point to Kamala. If it comes, like, if you didn't put a name or a face to the policies and everything, Kamala will win by a landslide today. If it was two white men up there, the white man with Kamala's resume will win by a landslide today. The reason why Donald Trump is probably going to win today is because he's a white male. There's nothing about that. There's nowhere around that. You're going to look at the numbers. You're going to see same thing as before. And I'm telling you, same thing as Hillary. Virtually no white man is going to vote for her. Let me get that right. I think the numbers last time was 8 out of 10 white men voted for Trump. 6 out of 10 white women voted for Trump. And you can look at the numbers. I posted them last week. Black men, black women. But those numbers is going to be heavily skewed when it comes to the white people. Because Kamala is a woman of color. Donald Trump's campaign is let's get the colored people out of America. And he's running against a colored woman. The second part of his campaign was take all the women's rights. Let's get all the colored people taken out of America and let's take all the women's rights. and he's running against a colored woman, a woman of color. So the message is very strong because all the stuff that he does is not a default. That's not anything that's turning those people off. And that is basically, it's not a bug, it's a feature. It's a feature. Donald Trump's racism is a feature. And point of note, man, if you are white, you cannot tell a black person what racism is. Like, we know what racism is. Like, you can look up a definition. You can't tell us who is not racist. You can't tell a black person who is not racist, because we will tell you if the things that you are doing is racist. And you telling us that, nah, that's not racist. That's racist for you telling us that what the feelings that we feel when someone continuously does something that is racist, it's not racist. Y'all can fuck off with that. America is racist and sexist, and that's basically the reason why I don't think Kamala's going to win tonight. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't see America as coming that far. We are the only first world country who has not done it. And if we were to do it, I don't think y'all guys are ever going to want to come back. Because y'all going to learn something I learned a long time ago. Women do almost everything better. Anyway, so I want y'all guys to know, if Donald Trump wins tonight and you think you're going to panic, don't worry about it. Don't panic. He's going to try to do everything that he said he's going to do. And if he wins, he's probably going to win the House and win the Senate, which means he's going to be able to do everything that he wanted to do. And it's going to be bad. However, get your finances in order. Focus on your local policies. And more importantly, focus on your family and your community. That'll be the way that you survive the next 4 years. Because what's about to happen is going to be crazy. Like, this is the beginning of the end, if he is. No, the beginning of the end was in 2020. No, the beginning of the end was in 2016. And we have proof through decades and hundreds of years and centuries. When a coup occurs, anytime a country does not nip that coup in the bud immediately, the second time, they win. Go look at Hitler. Go look at Stalin. Go look at all them people from back then. That's how it happened. First time, it was not successful. And they basically get a slap on the wrist. And then fascism comes and take over. You should have known things was fucked up when they started calling anti-fascists bad. We're in America. America is anti-fascist, according to our beliefs that we had. America is supposed to be an anti-fascist country. Why do you think we had the whole Second War? We were fighting fascism. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys because I have a lot to do today. I want to read y'all a quote. And I'm not commending this person that read this, that I'm reading this quote from, because this person was a very racist person. When I call his name out, you know. But even he recognized something that I want you guys to take into consideration. If you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on and he'll empty his pockets for you. That's where we at right now. You can follow everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line, developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.